Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening.
To our Go Time. Our Go Time is where we talk about what Impact is doing locally and globally. We call it our local time. And today we're going to highlight a couple things, but the first thing that we're going to highlight is this month is Muslims are celebrating the month of Ramadan. And so we're going to take time to pray for the people that we know who are Muslims and the people that we don't know who are Muslim for their salvation. Before we do that, I did want to bring up Ellen up because one of the things that we're doing to try to reach our Muslim community is we have a ESL program. And welcome, Ellen.
Thank you. So recently we started an ESL program, and I just wanted to backtrack a little bit because our church's vision is not to start programs. It's not to get any name out there other than Jesus Christ, but our church's vision is to impact our neighborhoods and the Northern Virginia region and the nations ultimately with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we pray and we look strategically for places that God is moving and God is working. And we don't try to jump into anything to create something. We try to wait for the Lord to open doors. And one of the doors we've been praying over for the past couple years now is an opening to be able to teach ESL at Hazel Hill Community. It's an apartment complex in downtown Fredericksburg. A vast majority of the residents there are from Afghanistan. They're refugees after the war ended, or even prior to that. And there's a huge need for them to learn English, especially some of the women who are at home during the day while their kids are at school, their husbands are working, and they're doing nothing. They're idle. And so we've been praying that God would just allow a door to open in that area. And again, it wasn't something that we tried to like bust the door down or rush, because it was 2 years in the making. And finally, like, things clicked and we were able to start doing ESL on March 9th, so it was about a couple weeks ago, right as Ramadan was starting, actually. And so it's a really incredible thing because they've been asking, this apartment complex and the management has been asking for this to be happen for a while now. We've been trying to get it started, but finally, like, the Lord brought these elements together, and we were able to kickstart this program. But again, like, as our church's vision is to impact the nations with the gospel, like, this is not a program just to start a program. The people there are living in darkness. Like, just as we were just singing, what he's done, they don't know that Jesus is the only way to God. They're walking in darkness, especially this month of Ramadan, in their own strength, in their own power, trying to get to God apart from what Jesus Christ has done for them on the cross and the incredible love that he has for them. They don't know and they don't understand. And so it's a privilege to be able to be a part of what God is doing in this apartment complex. It's ESL, but that's just the tool that we're using to be able to share the gospel with people. It's not, like I said, it's not something that we're doing just to do it. That's not our vision. We're doing this so that we can be a presence there. And I just want to say quickly, like, Muslim ministry is hard. It's incremental. It takes time. It is not an instantaneous thing. And so we don't see this as, like, we're going to go, we're going to be here for a few months, and then it's going to be amazing. There are going to be Christians here, and then we're going to leave. No, we're, like, investing in this long term. Like, we're going to be there for a while. We're going to be building these relationships over and over with the same people for a while. We're going to be speaking the name of Jesus over and over again for a while, praying that maybe their hearts will be softened, praying that maybe their children's hearts, if they ever come across the gospel, it won't be the first time they hear the name of Jesus, praying that future generations, who were growing up in darkness will eventually hear the name of Jesus, and God will be able to open their hearts and open their eyes and open their ears. And so this is a long-term thing, not anything quick, but it is something that God is calling our church to do, and something that we're excited to jump at the opportunity to do this. And so, like I said, this is largely a class that started to reach the women. So if you are interested in doing this, like, I would just tell you, like, to please not just pray about it, but please come talk to me. Like, we are we're doing this, like, to share Christ with them. Like, we're, like I said, we're not doing it to just start something. And so if you're interested in doing that, like, following Jesus is hard. Following Jesus is sacrificial. It's going to be inconvenient. It's going to be uncomfortable sometimes. But maybe that's what God's calling you to do. Like, maybe you have time and you just want to figure out what God would have you do with it. Like, pray about this as an option, because it's something that, like I said, their kids are at school during the day. So it's meeting a need, but it's also serving their souls 1 week at a time. And as we pray through this ministry, like, being Ramadan, I believe next Sunday or Monday is the last day of Ramadan, like, specifically praying against spiritual warfare, specifically praying against, like, the darkness that these people live in, knowing that Jesus Christ is the light, like Brandon talked about last week. Jesus is the way, and he's the only way that they need. So one of the things, too, like, if you want to, if you're like, I can't really go, but I still want to be a part, one of the verses that I try to pray it every day, but it's on my phone. I set it an alarm as 8:19. but it's, Afghanistan's Independence Day is August 19th, so I just put it in as 8:19. But it's a Bible verse that, in the context, is Jesus is talking to his disciples about following him, and they're like, this is hard. Who's going to be able to be saved, Jesus? And he looks at them. It's Matthew 19, 25 through 26. When the disciples heard this, they were utterly astonished and said, who can be saved? And Jesus looked at them and said, with men, this is impossible. With God, all things are possible. And we're believing that for the people at Hazel Hill. We're believing that for these people who are walking in darkness. And not just for them, but for Muslims all over the world. Like, we believe that Jesus has a plan for them, and he loves them. And it is our job to go and tell them. And so that's the verse that I've been praying for this particular ministry, the store that God has opened. And, you know, we can't maybe go to the whole world, but we can go there. And so what you would want to do for everyone, do for one, or do for seven in our ESL class, and see what the Lord does with that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, up in Chantilly, we're launching a Spanish speaking church, but also here in the area, we have another ESL program that we are reaching the Spanish community, because the Lord wants all nations to be part of his kingdom. And so, again, like Ellen said, this is not something that we do to teach them English, even though that helps. This is so they know the Lord. And so that ESL program, we partnered with a local Spanish church to kind of help out with them and with the community to share the love of Jesus with others.
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG, or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.